Hello and welcome back to lesson number 3 of the Upreneur Launchpad. Thank you very much for joining me. It's our final lesson together, but I promise it's going to be a good one and that you're going to enjoy it and get lots from it. In today's lesson, we're going to be breaking down why it's so important for us Upreneurs to be truly focused on what we're doing when we're chasing it down, regardless of whatever that it is for us. And then I'm going to give you one exercise that will fundamentally change your personal productivity as an entrepreneur forever. It's a complete game changer. And then we're going to move on to discuss the primary profit mentality that every entrepreneur should have and what it will mean to your business in the long run, as well as discussing all the different ways that you as an online business owner can make money. And we'll be wrapping up by understanding the importance of being seen to sell if you really want to be an influencer in your industry, and why the overall entrepreneur mindset shift will change your business and your life forever. Let's get going. Right? Our DNA, we're wired differently, aren't we? We're weirdos. We're certifiably insane. Okay? You must not suffer from that shiny object syndrome that we all stutter and have problems with. Focus is single most important thing for me as a business owner, even after the profit. When I think about focus, I think about this quote. Without focus, an entrepreneur is about as much use as a fart in a spacesuit. That's the way I look at focus. That is a Chris Ducker original, funnily enough. Believe it or not. Now, as you can tell, I like to have a little bit of fun when I'm keynoting in front of audiences. But that's me building the business of me, just like you should be building the business of you. So people will love you for who you are. Never hide behind a curtain. Never. And when we talk about focus, it is important. Now, I'm going to show you something real quick right now that will enable you to see exactly what you should be focusing on and when, and the power behind doing so. Now, on this axis right now, we see the road to success on the left, but most people think that entrepreneurship looks a little bit like this in terms of our road to success. But the fact of the matter is, it's not like that at all. The road to success is not an easy route, it's a not so easy route. And if you speak to any successful entrepreneur, they will tell you that this is way more likely to be the way that their road to success looks. So what I'm going to do is show you a quick exercise so that you can see just how important it is to focus on the projects that you're working on. So along the top here, we have a 9-week period. Okay, that's 9 weeks in terms of handling all of the different projects and ideas that we want to work on. And on the left-hand side, we have two different options, two different ways to be able to work on all of our projects. Now, let's say we start with option number one. We start on option number one with project A in our first week. And we're doing great, we're moving along nicely, but at the end of that first week, we get another idea. So we start project B going into week number two. And then as we're wrapping up week number two, we get a little bored again. We go on to another project, project C. Then in weeks 4, 5, and 6, we do what we need to do to go back to those first few projects that we worked on, project A, B, and C, and complete a little bit more of them. Now we're 2/3 into our 9-week period, and not one of our projects is actually completed. Yet at the end of week 7, project A gets completed, at the end of week 8, project B gets completed, and at the end of week 9, project C gets completed. So that means it took us 7 weeks to complete one project and actually get it to market and make money. Now, you might have seen this acronym before. Follow one course until success equals focus. One course, we work on one project or one idea at a time. Now let's have a look at option number 2 and see how we do there. With option number 2, if we just work on project A, we can be done in 3 weeks, meaning project A is to market. It is being sent through to our email list. It is being talked about on social media. It is being discussed on our podcast and our blog, and we are actually making money from it at the end of our 3rd week instead of at the end of week number 7 if we follow option 1.
Likewise, when we start working on project B, it's finished by the 6th week. Now we've got two projects or two products or services or ideas that are out there in the world being discussed, being consumed and shared, and ultimately making us money before we even got one project out with our first option. And obviously we finish up with project C being completed within the 9-week period as well. Now, ultimately, the goal has been the same here, is to try and get three projects completed. But look at how fast we started making money with option two compared to option number one. Now, don't get me wrong, focusing on profits isn't everything, but it's a very good place to start. And a lot of people might think that youpreneurs should have a profit mentality. No, they should not. They should have a primary profit mentality, just like I mentioned in lesson number one. We have to reverse engineer our way of thinking when it comes to running a business and ultimately making money. We have to get out of the old way of thinking, which was, quite frankly, sales minus expenses equals profit. The new way of thinking, however, is sales minus profit equals expenses, meaning after your sales come through, you take out, based on whatever percentage you feel is right for each sale that you're making, your profit. That's right, you pay yourself first. Leftovers is expenses. Now, that can go to tax man, that can go to business growth, or whatever the case may be. But you take out that profit first. It's that primary profit mentality that will enable you to remain hungry and happy as a provider of services or products, or maybe both. And that's the secret here. It's actually producing several streams of income across products, services, experience, events, and a whole lot more. And I'm now going to break down several different ways that you can make money online and build a successful business that you can truly be proud of based upon the business of you and youpreneur principles. So first and foremost, coaching. This is the lowest hanging fruit when it comes to making money online. People are more likely to pay for access to experts than almost every other service that's available online. Coaching and consulting is very, very easy to get into play. All you need to do is just create a page on your website that tells the world that you are available as a coach or as a consultant for certain things, and then provide a buy now button for them to go ahead and book you. Like I said, the lowest hanging fruit and the easiest and fastest way to be able to start making money with your audience. Next up is affiliate marketing. Now, this is where you get to promote other people's products and services to your audience based on their needs and wants and requirements. Now, this isn't exactly the quickest way to be able to make money online. However, it does enable you to play the long game. And the long game is what youpreneurs are all about. We're not in this for 6 weeks or 6 months or a year. We're in this to build a business that we can be proud of for a long, long time. And affiliate marketing is not going anywhere. If you can hit the button well and provide really good offers that are highly, highly targeted to your audience, affiliate marketing can open up some serious checkbook signing for you. Now, when it comes to digital products, ebooks are probably one of the easiest ways to be able to start making money online. You know something, your audience are happy to pay for that something, you write it down in a Word document, you send it to a graphic designer, the graphic designer designs it into a nicely laid out ebook, and boom, you sell it as a downloadable PDF on your website. You get the chance to do this work once and then sell it over and over and over again. They might not be the biggest revenue generators, but they are very, very easily one of the best info product downloads that you can possibly create for your audience. Think about it. It's a great way to be able to get started with your info products. And on that subject, let's talk about info products and what they can actually do for you. Now, this is more than just ebooks. We're talking about audio courses. We're talking about video courses like the one that you're consuming right now. If you were to put together a really good quality list of modules for one specific subject, record those videos or that audio, and then package them in a way that they can be easily consumed, your audience are going to be more than happy to pay for the convenience of having all that high quality training in one place. Info products are one of those things that you can also slam into your funnel for later on as people come and go into your email marketing as well. So they're a great way to be able to make money over the long term too. When you feel the time is right, membership communities are another brilliant way to be able to make money with your online audience. Now, when I say when you feel the time is right, I mean it genuinely. It's taken me 5 years to launch Youpreneur, which is what I believe is going to be my quintessential focus going forward as an online entrepreneur. Youpreneur is a membership community, and it's a place where nobody will get left behind with their entrepreneurial pursuits. And it also generates me recurring monthly and annual income. This is the holy grail of online revenue. It's that recurring income. It's not for everybody. It's not for every niche. But when you can do it, you should certainly look into it because it's definitely one of the best long-term revenue generators that you can put out there. Sponsorships are another fantastic revenue-generating tool online. Now, this is usually for people with things like podcasts and maybe very popular YouTube channels, but you can also sponsor blog posts and other types of content like infographics. Companies have been paying for sponsorships for the longest time to be able to get in front of highly targeted audiences for whatever it is they're marketing and selling. When you feel the time is right, this is a great way for you to take your income up to the next level. Now, I'm a big believer of getting people together as much as physically possible. And that's why I love putting together and launching live events. We do this every year in the Philippines at our annual Tropical Think Tank event, as well as at other events that I put on very regularly throughout the course of the year around the world. There's just something about being together in the same location with like-minded people, all discussing and brainstorming and masterminding and having fun and just building relationships that you cannot put a real true dollar amount on. I love putting on live events, and it's going to be part of my brand for as long as I'm an entrepreneur. And all of these streams of income generation will end up in a successful business. Because we all know a successful business is a diversified business. We shouldn't put all of our eggs in one basket. And you absolutely must be seen to sell. You must be seen to sell to become an influencer or a leader in your industry.
Okay? This is where people are actually going to put their hands in their PayPal accounts and send you some of their hard-earned cash, which now, by the way, is your hard-earned cash because you've done everything thus far in this particular process. Like I said, I've been in the sales and marketing business my entire career, and I've probably read 20 books on the art of closing sales and how to close, 50 closing techniques that work, and all these other books in the world. After I read all those books, I realized there's actually no real technique at all. There's no technique at all to closing a sale because there's a process in sales that you follow. You qualify, or rather you prospect, you qualify, you pitch your product with benefits and features, you handle objections, then you pitch some more benefits and features. And if you do all those things in that process up to that point, the close happens all by itself. It's simply the natural conclusion of the sales process. It's not something that you should stress over. And it's exactly the same when we run the business of you. Monetizing that brand that you build is just the natural conclusion of the process, which is why it's at the end of the bloody list.
So allow me to recap here at the end of our time together in a few very bold statements. First up, youpreneurs understand the power of a personal brand. We have absolutely no problems at all embracing that and developing that. Youpreneurs take action quickly, and as a direct result, we get much quicker ROIs, returns on our investments, because we're so focused. Youpreneurs know very clearly that success will not happen on our own, that we have to surround ourselves with like-minded people to be able to get us to the next level. Youpreneurs hold each other accountable because we want those around us to succeed just as much as we want to succeed. And lastly, youpreneurs chase it down. We know that nothing's going to fall in our lap and that we've got to go after it with an abundance, otherwise it'll never come our way. So the question I'm going to pose to you right now, after watching these three videos, consuming the content, maybe making that mindset shift, are you ready to become a youpreneur? You've got this far. Let's take it to the next level. Click the button directly below this video and you'll get instant access to all of our exclusive training as well as our private members-only mastermind forums. I'll see you on the inside.